From the Mercy One Studio.
John Leonetti in the Morning is sponsored by R&R Realty Group, Golden Rule Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, Plaza Dental Group, and Blessman International.
Well, welcome in, everyone. John Leonetti in the Morning here on Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM and 94.5 FM. Streaming online, iowacatholicradio.com, and on the free Iowa Catholic Radio app. We are here, start of a new week, Monday, August 19th. Just no more Iowa State Fair. Deacon Dave O'Brien coming up here very soon, Director of Pastoral Care at Mercy Medical Center. We're going to talk about Sunday's Gospel, how the Lord wishes that the world was ablaze. We'll talk to him about that today. 7:15, Giancarlo Bernini is going to be on. He was supposed to be on last week, but he disappeared. That's not my joke. But anyway, this guy's in the back joke. He was good. He's a Catholic magician, so now you get the joke, right? He's been on Penn and Teller, featured on some of the major stages when it comes to magic, and he's going to talk about how he uses magic to evangelize his Catholic faith. So Giancarlo Bernini coming up at 7:15 today. Megan Selwa going to be on, Channel 13 meteorologist, going to give us a weekly forecast for us today. And at 7:40, Joe Stopulis is going to be on, give us a little rundown of what he's got coming up here on Man Up. And 7:45, John Wynn, Director of Faith Journey, is going to be on. We're going to talk about kind of a different spin on faith communities today. Just why? Why do we plug in to the communal life? And what role does that play when it comes to formation for all of us and sanctifying us? So we'll have John Wynn for you coming up at 7:45 today on that. Mark Amadeo is back with your news and sports. Saw him at Ice Cream last night. Took my kids and my wife. We went to an ice cream shop, and there was Mark Amadeo and his family. So got caught up a little bit there. He'll be on. As we said, weather straight from the desk of Megan Selwa, and we will have your Saint of the Day coming up in the second half hour. So right on this Monday, we're getting after it. It's going to be a jam-packed show. Let's do it. Deacon Tony Valdez, it's off for our morning to Almighty God.
God, our Father, we offer you our day. We offer you all our thoughts, words, joys, and sufferings in union with the heart of Jesus. Holy Spirit, be our guide and strength today so that we may witness to your love. Mary, Mother of Jesus in the Church, pray for us. Amen.
Amen. Mark Amadeo, news and sports.
News and sports with Mark Amadeo.
Well, you were already done eating your ice cream last night by the time I got there.
Well, you got there late, John. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning to you. Welcome back. Now, what did you have?
Well, thank you.
That's the most important part here.
My go-to ice cream, no matter where it's at, it's a hot fudge sundae.
You know what? I'm with you on that. I did the same thing.
And when you and your beautiful wife, Teresa, arrived with your two kids, I noticed Joseph and Gianna went right inside the door. Dad, I need money to pay for this stuff. And they're sitting there visiting with us, and they've already ordered.
They run in and go nuts. That's what they do. What's the place called? I want to give it a plug, but it changed its name.
It did. It's awesome.
What is it? It was the Funky Cow before.
You're putting me on the
spot. Yeah, I know. I forgot what it was.
It's similar to that. It's over there off of, what is that? 70?
Chili Cow. Chili Cow, that's it.
Chili Cow. Yeah. Thank you. Thanks for bailing us all out.
Right there.
Right there in Urbandale off Douglas, 73rd and 3rd Street.
Yeah, it
like
used
that.
To be a Dairy Queen, but now it's the Chili Cow.
Correct.
It's good.
When we moved here, it was Dairy Queen, and then they did not renew their franchise, so they changed it to a different name, and then they found out they couldn't use that name, so now it's a Chili Cow.
Mm-hmm. You're right. Well, you know, my mom takes the kids to ice cream during the summer weekly over there at Baskin-Robbins, and, you know, we're sitting there last night eating dinner, and my son says, Dad, can we go to a Chili Cow? Because I said, guys, we're going to go to ice cream tonight. And Joseph says, can we go to Chili Cow? And they're like, yeah, we're tired of Baskin-Robbins. I said, yeah, that's first world problems right there. That's first world problems because grandma's just loading them up with Baskin-Robbins. You know, I said, how often do you guys go there? Well, weekly. Okay.
That may be a Randy Keel issue with you and your family right there, I'm thinking. Deacon Randy may have to get involved with that.
Grandmas and grandpas, I guess during the summer, that's what they'd like to do.
That's right. Well, I know I missed last week was State Fair week, but hey, you were part of a record-breaking State Fair, John. The numbers are be coming out later on today or tomorrow, the final numbers, but their previous record was 1.13 million people at the Iowa State Fair, and that was surpassed this year. Hmm. You and Iowa Catholic Radio and all the folks behind the scenes, Jimmy Olsen and setting up equipment every day for the live shows, you guys were all part of that.
Wow, I did not know that. I mean, it was a good year to go with the weather.
Yeah, they said good weather, great crowds at the soapbox, which they had all the presidential candidates at, and the grandstand acts were very popular, and many foods, 70 new fair foods this year, all were part of that record-breaking attendance, which will be announced officially later on today or tomorrow.
Well, it's a great fair. I always enjoy going to it. I went out there three times this year, and I like to go more than that. And some people I know don't like to go out there, but some others do. I'm the guy that could go out there every day.
Sure. And as long as the weather's good, which it was, why not?
Yep.
Why not?
I'm with you.
I'll tell you what, John, first day back after vacation, it's a two-cup of coffee morning before the show started.
I never usually do that,
but today was one of those days. Yeah,
you need that vacation from the vacation, so now you're getting back rolling.
Yes, that's right, vacation from the vacation, exactly. All right, well, let's get right to it this morning. I know you got a packed show from the WHO-TV Channel 13 Weather Desk and meteorologist Megan Selwell, currently in Des Moines. We do have some patchy fog in the area, 69 degrees with a north-northeast wind at 7 miles per hour. And today we'll see partly sunny skies. A few showers are possible here in central Iowa today, and a high of 85 degrees. We'll have east winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy. There is a chance of storms, mainly after midnight. We can see that heavy rain move in. Saturday night, we got about 2 inches of rain here in central Iowa, so we could see that tonight. Overnight low of 70 degrees. And tomorrow, about this time, we'll have the storms maybe leveling off. Hot and humid day for your Tuesday, a high of 91 degrees. Wednesday, storms early again and cooler, high of 80 degrees. And the rest of the week, Thursday and Friday, partly cloudy and dry, highs in the lower 80s. Well, in the news on this Monday morning, Iowa's unemployment rate climbed slightly in July to 2.5%, but remains among the lowest in the nation. Iowa Workforce Development announced Friday the unemployment rate in Iowa rose from 2.4% in June. The rate had been stuck at that level since July of 2018. Although the unemployment rate increased, the number of residents with jobs also rose by about 4,000 compared to June. The number of unemployed Iowa residents increased by about 1,400. Now, Iowa's unemployment rate was third lowest in the nation behind Vermont and North Dakota, and both tied with New Hampshire. The national unemployment rate in July was 3.7%. Well, today's sports report is brought to you by Big Red Q Quick Print. Yesterday, AAA Baseball, Memphis defeated the Iowa Cubs by the score of 14-2. Memphis swept all four games of that series down in Memphis, Tennessee. Tonight, the I-Cubs open up a seven-game homestand. They take on San Antonio. First pitch tonight, 7 o'clock at Principal Park. I-Cubs have seven-game lead in their division with 15 games left in the regular season to make the PCL playoffs. Yesterday's Major League Baseball scoreboard in the National League, the Cubs win. They defeated Pittsburgh 7-1 down in Williamsport, Pennsylvania, home of the Little League World Series. St. Louis down Cincinnati 5-4 and Washington over Milwaukee 16-8. In the American League, the Minnesota Twins in first place by 2.5 games over Cleveland. They defeated Texas 6-3, while the Los Angeles Angels defeated the White Sox 9-2. Interleague play, the New York Mets winning at Kansas City yesterday 11-5. And the Cubs and Cardinals are now tied in the National League Central for first place, Milwaukee 2 games back. Preseason NFL scoreboard over the weekend, the Kansas City Chiefs, Chicago Bears, and Green Bay Packers all losing their exhibition games. Last night, the Minnesota Vikings defeated Seattle by a score of 25-19 up in Minneapolis. Tonight, preseason NFL football has San Francisco at Denver, kickoff at 8 o'clock. Boys golf today in our Dowling Catholic Sports Calendar. The Dowling Boys golf team is at the 13-team Linmar Invitational going on in Marion, Iowa, and they'll tee it off at 11 o'clock this morning. And our next high school sports broadcast here on Iowa Catholic Radio will be the high school football season opener for Dowling Catholic. That'll be on Friday, August 30th, just 11 days away. And this will be our 43rd year covering Dowling Catholic football here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Waukee and Dowling pregame at 6:30, kickoff at 7 o'clock. Join me along with Matt Maindring and John Chido for the call on Friday, August 30th. Once again, from the WHO-TV Channel 13, 14 weather desk. Meteorologist Megan Selwall. Currently in Des Moines, we have some patchy fog in the area. 69 degrees. Today it'll be partly sunny. A few showers are possible later on today, a high of 85 degrees. And this has been your Iowa Catholic Radio News, Weather, and Sports on your Monday morning John Leonetti Show. And coming up, Jimmy Olson. He has your morning traffic report. I'm Mark Amadeo.
Iowa Catholic Radio News and Sports. Our year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities is sponsored in part by Construction Professionals, Dental Associates, Kemen, Mercy Medical Center, and R&R Realty Group. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, 94.5 FM, and streaming at iowacatholicradio.com. Traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
It's a good drive for you as you're making it in from the West Mixer on 235 to downtown, as well as the East Mixer. Both about a 7 minute drive for you this morning. Do have an accident southwest 9th and Army Post. Going to create some issues in that intersection, so use caution there. Thanks to BuilderKen Construction for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. BuilderKen has a transparent team strengthened by a group of dedicated employees who will execute your project professionally and efficiently. Learn more at bdconstruct.com. That's traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, Jimmy. I have come to set the earth on fire, and how I wish it were already blazing. Let's go to Deacon Dave O'Brien.
It's all about soul. It's all about faith.
Well, there you have it. Jesus is not holding back here, Deacon. Good morning.
I know, John, and it is the one that is the verse that really kind of makes you sit up and take notice, doesn't it?
It really does. In fact, this gospel is, it really has become, I think, in my own prayer, one of the more powerful gospels for me personally. I mean, you know, Jesus is here, you know, and with his apostles, and he's just telling them. I mean, he says, there's a baptism with which I must be baptized, and how great is my anguish until it is accomplished. Do you think I have come to establish peace on earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. Deacon, what's your take on this gospel?
Well, obviously Jesus is very, and I've always said this, right? He's very serious about what he does, right? I mean, he doesn't hang on that cross just to let everything all go, you know, and say you can do anything you want, right?
Sure.
There is a certain way you must follow. Now, have we all found it? there's the key, and it's really difficult. And what kind of time are you putting in to figure this out? Because it's just not going to be surface at all here, is it? It's right. Going to make you go deep. You're going long on this one, you know? And I'm going to throw the bomb to you, right?
Yeah.
Somebody says, you know, you can't just go and talk to people about and just drop a bomb on them. Well, this is what he's doing right here. He's telling them, you know, what he's come to do. And notice what's he alluding to? Fire and water, right? Baptism, water, fire. And those are two terms in the Jewish faith, right? Was eschatology, was end times, was, you know, that's the terminology they use of God, right? Whoosh kind of thing. And we don't like to think totally that God is this whoosh God, and he's not.
Yeah.
I think he came in to try to polish all that for them in their thinking. But the key is, remember, John, he comes into the world not to multiply the loaves and fishes, not to talk, you know, or not to do all the miracles and raise Lazarus from the dead, even though he did those things, you know, as signs, as John would call them, of who he is in that. But he came in to suffer and die and conquer evil and get us back through those pearly gates. And this is, you know, it's his enthusiasm when he's talking about. It's the spirit within with him.
Sure.
Everybody talks about his passion. This is the spirit he has. Enthusiasm means that. Fire, I'm on fire, and I can't wait till I get this going and established because it's going to draw people to God. And I wish it was going to draw everyone to God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you know? I don't care who you are. you're not walking away indifferent from Jesus, you know, or indifferent of who he was back in his day. And we, I think, in our culture today, feel like we can have our cake and eat it too. He was a nice guy, good guy, a holy man, but, you know, I'm not going to change my life for it. Well, as we've talked about on this show before, the people of Jesus's day, they either dropped everything, left everything, and followed him, or they were the ones yelling, crucify him, and nailing him to a tree. And there was no middle road here Jesus ever offered in the Gospels. And I think that's a wake-up call for all of us here. And it's easy for us to point fingers, Deacon, but, you know, we got to look at ourselves first. Are we on fire? Are we on fire right. with the love of God today? Are we on fire with his truth, with his church? And if not, what's got to change?
Well, and the other thing I would say, John, and you used this verse. You said you've taken a person, so have I, obviously. You've seen that. Most of the time in my life, I wasn't always like this.
Sure.
But, you know, if here's the test. If I am on fire for God, then this scripture verse does not bother me.
Hmm.
See what I mean? It doesn't bother me. I don't find it difficult. I don't find it. I find it just as it's the way he is. He's serious about what it takes to come back to God. You know, I'm going to open these gates for you, right? But there is a way I've got to have you want to come.
Yeah.
You've got to want this. It's something you have to really dedicate your life to, along with living in the culture. I don't take them out of the world, Lord, Father. I don't take them out of the world. They're in the world. They must live. But there is a fire that must be in their hearts.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we all talk about common good, you know. Well, what is the common good? What is it? And the good is that I get you to heaven. Right?
Yeah.
You know, peace on earth to men of goodwill. Peace on earth to of men of God's will. They want that God will rather than the world will. See what I mean? Well, or the evil will. And that's really difficult to separate, especially in our culture today when people align some of these things. Well, that looks like the good thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
But are you doing it for the right reason? See what I mean? When people talk to me about, you know, the homeless and everything else. Are you doing it in Jesus' name or are you doing it in your own name?
Sure.
Right? Because it's certainly going to make you feel good, and they're certainly going to make you feel good. Oh, thank you, sir, and all this. Or are you doing it because you want to see their souls connect to Christ?
Everything for Jesus. Yeah. And
everything in his name?
There's a tagline for this week. Would you give us your blessing and in this, the courage to be able to dedicate our lives once again fully and completely, or just how about our day to Jesus Christ?
Loving and gracious God, thank you so much for what you've done for us. We know that the fire you come to bring into our hearts, the enthusiasm that you wanted to get it done so that all people be entered back into heaven. But too, Lord, we have a responsibility and an encouragement to continue to follow you and dig deep to follow you, to go long, understand who you really are. We ask for this grace as we do all things in the name of Jesus with fire and passion, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Well, you came back from vacation on fire. You keep that going, all right? We'll talk to you next week.
I will, John.
All right. That's Deacon Dave O'Brien, everyone, Director of Pastoral Care at Mercy Medical Center. Coming up right after the break, Giancarlo Bernini is going to be on the show. He has been on some of the biggest stages in the world performing magic, including Penn & Teller, and he's Catholic. In fact, he uses his magic, he says, to evangelize his Catholic faith. We'll have him for you coming up right after this. Looking forward to Giancarlo. Monday, August 19th, John Leonetti in the morning right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. And thank you to Plaza Dental Group. You know, if you go to their website, they have a video up there, and it really just says it all. You know, the line I've talked about before is they're not just looking to make patients, they're looking to make friends. And look, they made one in me, made one in my family. My dad's been a patient there for a long time. My mom, my whole family there. It's no joke. And Dr. Stephanie Mohan, committed Catholic as well, St. Francis of Assisi parishioner. She underwrites this show. She sees the value, knows the value in what Catholic Radio is bringing to Des Moines. DMSmiles.com. Thank you, Dr. Stephanie Mohan and Plaza Dental Group, for underwriting the show. DMSmiles.com.
Support for programming of Catholic Women Now partially provided by Farm Bureau agent Cindy Schulte. Cindy Schulte on the web at cindyschulte.com, 515-226-2111. Cindy and her team know health insurance.
Thank you, Blessed International, for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Everyone lives their life 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. How we use that time directly affects if our life will leave a significant impact or not. Each year, Blessed International leads Central Iowans on a 12-day, all-inclusive experience sharing the heart of Christ with children in South Africa. Teams are forming to do something significant in an African child's life. Learn more at blessedinternational.org. That's blessedinternational.org.
Is it time for a new roof? Then it could be time for you to get to know Bell Construction. Bell Construction is a roofing company entering its 30th year of business. They specialize in residential re-roofs, light commercial jobs, and have the experience to meet all of your roofing needs with personal service. With Bell Construction, the owner will come to your home or place of business in person to inspect and ensure the quality of work that you deserve. They pride themselves in working with you on a personal basis and making sure you are satisfied. Bell Construction, 515-963-4494.
Ladies, please join us for the next Mosaic Luncheon on Thursday, September 5th from 12 to 1 at Sacred Heart Church. We will be featuring Soul Core, a movement to nourish your body, mind, and soul through exercise and the prayers of the Rosary. Reserve your seat today at iowacatholicradio.com or call 223-1150.
Hey friends, John Leonetti here, and I want to thank Plaza Dental Group for underwriting my show. Plaza Dental Group makes their patients feel comfortable and right at home, like one of the family. Catholic-owned, they offer cosmetic dentistry and implants, 6-month smiles, and Invisalign, an alternative to traditional braces, along with mercury-free dentistry. Plaza Dental Group, comfortable dentistry. 515-344-3523. Online at dmsmiles.com. Whoa-oh-oh.
Well, let's go to our next guest of the day. Astounding international audiences with an incredible magic show appearance, multiple national television and radio appearances under his belt, including Penn and Teller, Fool Us, and the Jennifer Fulweiler Show. Giancarlo Bernini joins me. Hello, Giancarlo.
Hey, how's it going? Thank you so much for having me on the show today.
I got to know. That is a magician's name, Giancarlo Bernini. What's your real name?
Right. No, that really is my real name. Yeah, no kidding.
Wow. Now, I was asking that question sincerely because I don't know you. I've never, obviously, had a conversation with you, but you really struck gold when it comes to the magician's name.
Right. Yeah, I know. People ask me, you know, were you a magician's family? Did your parents want you to be a magician? No, I just happened to Bernini, you know?
That's awesome, man. So when did you start performing magic?
I mean, I started when I was about 8 or 9 years old. My dad showed me a card trick. I just fell in love with the idea of being able to share joy with something impossible, something that just seemed impossible to people.
Now, you don't start out, you know, doing magic to the point where, you know, you're going on Penn and Teller. It takes you a while. First magic trick you ever learned?
First trick I ever learned, it was a trick where you make 4 aces appear on top of the deck. That's the one my dad showed me. And I went around and I showed it to every single person I could, and I showed it to them multiple times until, you know, they were like probably tired of seeing it. And
yeah.
I thought, well, I probably need to learn a new one. So
now, do you give away secrets? I always want to know how that happens.
Well, to other magicians, so my rule of thumb is, you know, you give away a secret when it's going to spread joy to other people. So most of the time I don't give away any secrets because
sure.
It would take away the joy from the trick. But if there's someone who wants to learn magic so that they can spread joy to other people, then I'll show them how to do the trick. So because the goal is always to create more joy.
That's a good rule of thumb right there. I like that. I really do. Giancarlo Bernini is my guest right now. So you start, you know, really kind of wowing people with the 4 aces on top, and then you learn more tricks. And, you know, how do you end up on, you know, the Penn and Teller show?
Well, I had a trick that I thought they would like on the show. So I auditioned, sent in a tape, talked to other magicians, and said, hey, this is what I want to do. And I sent it in, and they liked it, and they gave me some tips. They said, well, we can put it on the show if you, you know, change this or if you do this. And, you know, so we worked with the producers for a little while. And then, you know, in January, they said, you know, hey, we want you on the show. And went out in March, filmed the episode, and it premiered on June 17th.
You haven't shied away. This is one thing I really respect about you, Giancarlo, is you haven't shied away from your Catholic faith here in all of this. What role does your faith play in magic?
Right. Well, I feel like magic is always an evangelization. or an avenue for evangelization. You know, magic is a magic trick at its core is an illusion that is performed theatrically for entertainment. And you think about the transcendentals in our Catholic faith, truth, beauty, and goodness. Well, illusions are all about discerning truth. Theater is about showcasing beauty, and entertainment is about doing something good for someone else and giving them joy. And so in those, if, you know, that's the mindset, that's the context in which you do a magic trick, then it's just kind of, it almost caters to evangelization. Sometimes when I perform for churches and stuff, I even use the tricks to explicitly, you know, talk about the faith and draw analogies. I do a lot of, you know, apologetics and talking about apologetics through tricks. I do a lot of shows for colleges, high school students, young adult ministries, things like that, and using magic as an entertaining way to help them learn apologetics and the importance of evangelization.
Now, what do you say to people that say, well, are we on iffy ground here when it comes to magic? Does magic contradict our Catholic faith? Or even worse, you know, can this lead to something evil?
Right. No, not in my view, at least not the magic that I do, because I'm very clear that everything I do is just an illusion. It's just a trick, and it's for entertainment, and it's all about, you know, psychology and perception, but it is good in showing you, you know, how your mind, it's good about examining how your mind thinks and perceives things. You know, I'm never claiming to have any sort of actual powers. I'm never actually doing anything on stage that would be considered, you know, spiritual in terms of you know, dark stuff. It's all you know, card tricks and fun games. But it does examine how you think about things, how you see the world, and it's a good avenue by which to communicate important messages about our faith sometimes.
Yeah.
Through entertainment. I mean, entertainment is huge.
Giancarlo Bernini is my guest right now, a Catholic magician. And I want you to kind of go back a little bit to the evangelization part and joy, because, you know, I think more than anything today, people need to see joy in a Catholic heart. You know, Mother Teresa said joy is the net for which we catch souls. And this is really kind of at the main core of what you're trying to do.
Right, yeah, and magic can share joy in a way that, you know, a lot of other things can't, because, you know, it's that same joy, but the wonder and the awe that you feel when you see magic, I feel like society today has lost its sense of joy and wonder and awe in a lot of ways. We just don't experience it as much, because we understand how everything works. We understand, you know, the world around us, and so we've lost that sense of wonder in many, many ways. And so magic trick can help us remember, hey, we have that sense of wonder. I don't feel the sense often, but you see magic, you're like, wow, I wish I could feel this joy, this wonder more often. And the answer is, well, you can. You just have to keep, you know, what you're reacting to here is the truth, beauty, and goodness in this trick. But if you search for truth, goodness, and beauty in your everyday life, you're going to experience that same all joy and wonder. But I'm kind of giving you, and I say this at my shows, you know, I'm giving you the formula to experience. Like, if you want to feel this in your everyday life, you don't have to come to a magic show. You have to seek out, this is the formula, it's truth, beauty, goodness. And I'm hoping that even at the secular shows I do, the shows that I do that are for non-Christian groups, you know, I say this, and I'm hoping that that would eventually lead them to God if I'm encouraging them to seek out these things.
That's really incredible, man. Giancarlo, you've instantly become my favorite magician, okay? Now, where can people find out more information on you? Because, you know, friends, in the Des Moines area here or in central Iowa, if you're listening and you want to bring Giancarlo to your parish, you know, this sounds like a cool event and a different event than maybe what most parishes are used to hosting. How do they do it?
Absolutely. So my website is catholicmagician.com. Pretty easy.
That's easy.
Catholicmagician.com. And then I'm on Instagram as Bernini Magic.
Bernini Magic.
I post a lot of cool updates on there, you know, day to day of what I'm doing, what I'm thinking.
CatholicMagician.com. CatholicMagician.com. Giancarlo Bernini, a Catholic magician. Giancarlo, you wowed me this morning, man. Thanks for coming on, brother. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate
all right. That's Giancarlo Bernini, everyone. Good stuff. CatholicMagician.com. Let's go to Megan Selwell, Channel 13 meteorologist. Hi there, Megan.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
This had to be not only record-setting from what I heard this morning for the attendance of the fair, but maybe record-setting for the best weather we've ever had at the fair?
Yes, it was really good weather, no doubt about it. We didn't hit 90 degrees once. Now, that has happened in the past. But it's only been, you know, there's only been, I think in the last 20 years, I saw a stat that said there had been 9 fairs in the last 20 years that never hit 90 degrees.
Pretty incredible. So everyone got a little something out there at the Iowa State Fair, hopefully. You were out there, right?
Oh, yeah. I was out there quite a few times for work and for fun. So I got my fill of plenty of fair food and farm animals. So
there you
go. I think I'm set for another year.
And what's your favorite thing to eat at the fair?
You know, I like a lot of it. I always just go to my old standby, the corn dogs, just because there's usually not a line. They're easy to get. They're easy to walk around with.
Yeah.
When it comes to some of the fancier foods that have that have come up over the course of the fair, I have tried that mac and cheese with brisket in it, and that's a good one. That was, I think, created kind of a couple of years ago, and so I always like that. And
sounds good to me. You got me hungry now. What do we got coming up for the week? We gonna keep going with this streak here?
Well, you know, it's going to get hot here the first couple of days, and then we will be back to those low 80s. Today will be kind of mid-range, 85 degrees for the high. There are a couple of isolated showers, mainly just west of the Des Moines Metro right now, but those will continue to fizzle out and fall apart. And we'll see more sunshine through the afternoon. It will become more hot and humid today and into tomorrow. We will have a low of 70 degrees tonight with partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow we will have a mostly sunny sky, but then clouds will increase. Temperatures will get up to 91 degrees, and then the heat index values will actually be up near 100 because we will see a lot of humidity building and making it feel more uncomfortable. There will be a few scattered showers by Tuesday evening, and we could see a few thunderstorms rumbling very early Wednesday morning, but then temperatures will be lower. 80 degrees for the high on Wednesday, sunshine and 80 on Thursday, staying in the low 80s for Friday. A lot of schools go back on Friday, 81 degrees there, and Saturday and Sunday, a temperature of about 82. We will see a mix of some clouds and sun, and there's a slight chance of maybe seeing some storms on Sunday.
Okay. Well, it doesn't sound too bad, right?
Yeah, no, not too bad. I mean, we have a couple hot days to get through here first.
Yeah.
But once we get through that, we'll be back to some decent late August weather.
There you have it. Megan Selwa, Channel 13 meteorologist. Thanks for coming on, Megan. God bless.
Yeah, have a great week.
You as well. Coming up in the second half hour, friends, Jill Stopulis is going to be on, along with John Wynn, director of Faith Journey, going to talk about how community, faithful communities, is necessary for our faithful living or fruitful living in the faith. We'll have John Wynn coming up for you in the second half hour. All on this Monday, August 19th, John Leonetti in the morning right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. And thank you to Dean Bell for underwriting the show, Residential Re-Roofs. I know a guy. Dean prides himself in working with his customers on a personal basis. He doesn't just have a team of people that are working on his behalf. He's out there with you the whole step of the way, making sure that all roofing needs are completed and completed to perfection. Thank you again, Dean, for underwriting the show. That's 963-4494, 30 years, Residential Re-Roofs, 963-4494.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. A young man approached Jesus and said, "Teacher, what good must I do to gain eternal life?" He answered him, "Why do you ask me about the good? There is only one who is good. If you wish to enter into life, keep the commandments." He asked him, "Which ones?" And Jesus replied, "You shall not kill, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness, honor your father and your mother, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself." The young man said to him, "All of these I have observed, what do I still lack?" Jesus said to him, "If you wish to be perfect, go, sell what you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me." When the young man heard this statement, he went away sad, for he had many possessions. The Gospel of the Lord. Practicing Christianity involves more than just exterior acts of avoiding evil and doing good. It also requires interior movement closer to God by loving and coming to better understand Him, and sometimes we need to jettison the distractions that keep us from doing so. Notice that Jesus doesn't criticize the young man for keeping the commandments. Jesus tries to draw him deeper into a relationship with God. Jesus calls to strive to not just do good works, but to conform ourselves as much as possible to his person, while having the humility that ultimately there's nothing we can do on our own to save ourselves.
Amen. At Golden Rule, you already know we obey the rules to live by. We know that there are no medals for providing outstanding customer service. It's just what you do when your customers are like family. That's why we provide state-of-the-art training for all of our employees. From customer service to routine maintenance and new equipment, you can always count on Golden Rule. And by taking care of our family, we can take better care of yours. I'm Bobby from Golden Rule, where we deliver respect, understanding, loyalty, expertise, and service every time you call. We have a standard and we prove it. Online at GoldenRulePHC.com.
Thank you to Skeffington's Formalware for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. The Mary's Meals Benefit Concert is back at Jasper Winery, hosted by Willie Farrell and music from Nashville band High South, Thursday, August 29th. Beverages available and barbecue from the Knights of Columbus. The concert starts at 6:30, Jasper Winery, 2400 George Flagg Parkway. For more information, visit Mary's Meals Concert Facebook page. Last year, the Mary's Meals Concert raised enough money to feed 1,300 children for a school year. Food for the Mary's Meals Concert provided by the Knights of Columbus. Learn more about Mary's Meals at marysmealsusa.org. Thank you to Confluence Brewing Company for your support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Confluence Brewing Company, brewed locally and featuring regular, seasonal, and limited release beers available in their tap room and at local stores, bars, and restaurants. Confluence has a beer garden for you, your family, and friends to enjoy. Confluence Brewing Company is located at 1235 Thomas Beck Road off the bike trail south of Gray's Lake and online at confluencebrewing.com. Confluence Brewing Company, where good things come together, ingredients, ideas, and friends.
This is going to be a glorious unfolding. Just you wait.
Thanks for joining me, friends. John Leonetti in the morning right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Appreciate you being a part of the show today. It is Monday, August 19th, as always. And I want to thank especially R&R Realty Group for underwriting the show. RRRealty.com. They've been with us for a long time now and helping us. Really just sitting at the table, of course, financially, helping us with their wisdom and knowledge as businessmen and women, and, of course, in their prayers. RRRealty.com. Thank you for underwriting the show. That is RRRealty.com. We got a great second half for you. Joel Stopulis, John Wynn coming up, Director of Faith Journey here for the Diocese of Des Moines. Let's go to Deacon Tony Valdez and offer our day to Almighty God.
God, our Father, we offer you our day. We offer you all our thoughts, words, joys, and sufferings in union with the heart of Jesus. Holy Spirit, be our guide and strength today, so that we may witness to your love. Mary, Mother of Jesus and the Church, pray for us. Amen.
Amen. Let's go to Mark Amadeo with your news and sports.
News and sports with Mark Amadeo.
Hello, sir.
Well, good morning, John. It's good to be back. And how are you doing on this Monday morning? Almost getting to the end of summer.
I'm doing fine. Yeah, almost to the end of the summer, and here all week, so that's a good thing as well.
Are you all are you Iowa State fared out after last week's Iowa State Fair, which, by the way, is an attendance breaker, apparently. We'll find out more about that later.
I didn't
today,
get there enough. I wanted to get there more. I only got there three times this year, so unfortunately that was rather low for me in the last few years. But my wife, she didn't make it out there and at all this year, and she is not heartbroken.
Wow, that is unusual.
She's not a fair person.
Usually, I see. Well, a lot of people aren't.
Yeah,
we did make it back from Upper Michigan to make one day at the Iowa State Fair,
good.
And I had a picture of me with two of my favorite pork chops on a stick, one in each hand.
There you go.
And both consumed within a half hour.
My
so,
goodness.
I took care of my obligation.
You took that down, huh? That sounds good to me.
Oh,
yeah,
absolutely.
I just love the fair. I've always loved it. I grew up going there, of course, with Mom and Dad, and we have a tradition with our family of going out there the first day of the fair. And my wife, she just never, you know, all the crowds and all that sort of thing, never been her thing.
Sure.
If she wants a corn dog, she's pulling it out of the freezer and putting it in the oven. That's her corn dog.
Well, it doesn't help that is she's about ready to give birth to your third child. So
that's
that
true.
May not have,
that's true.
That
we're,
may have factored
we're
in.
We're a few weeks away from that, so that's the easy excuse right there. No, you know, it's harder to convince me, you know, last year that she doesn't really want to go, but this year it wasn't too difficult.
Sure. I totally understand that. Good seeing you last night at the Chili Cow out in Urbandale getting ice cream. I love tormenting your son. Obviously, he's an Iowa State fan, as I had my Hawkeye gear on, and I was tormenting him through the window, and you were egging him on, so I appreciate that.
I saw that. Oh, yeah, that was fun.
I gotta have Joseph over a little bit more often. Get him into a much more grounded household like this one is with Iowa and Iowa State, instead of hearing just one one side of things out of your house. We got to get him grounded.
Only the Cyclones in the Leonetti household, my friend.
Yeah. Yeah, there should be some kind of permit violation for that one. I don't know. I think you're violating something doing that.
We'll see how it goes.
All right. Well, it's good to be back, and I'll tell you, two cups of coffee this morning before the show ever started, so it's kind of easing back in from the vacation mode.
That's it. Well, have another one after this.
I will. Believe me.
There you go.
Thanks. From the WHO-TV Channel 13 weather desk and meteorologist Megan Selwa, currently in Des Moines, we do have some patchy fog in the area. 69 degrees, a north-northeast wind at 7 miles per hour. And today, it'll be partly sunny. And as Megan mentioned, we could see a few isolated showers possible move into central Iowa, high of 85 degrees today. East winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. And tonight, it'll be partly cloudy. There's a chance of storms, mainly after midnight tonight here in central Iowa. And that we could see some heavy rain with those storms. Overnight low of 70 degrees. And then tomorrow, we could see those storms early in the morning. Otherwise, hot and humid the rest of the day for your Tuesday, high of 91 degrees. Wednesday, more of the same with storms being early, but cooler the rest of the day on Wednesday, high of 80 degrees. And Thursday and Friday, partly cloudy and dry, highs in the lower 80s. Well, in the news on this Monday morning, Iowa's unemployment rate climbed slightly in July to 2.5%, but remains among the lowest in the nation. Iowa Workforce Develop announced Friday the unemployment rate in Iowa rose from 2.4% in June. The rate had been stuck at that level since July of 2018. Now, Iowa's unemployment rate was the third lowest in the nation behind Vermont, North Dakota, and we are tied with New Hampshire. The national unemployment rate in July was at 3.7%. Well, today's sports report is brought to you by Big Red Q Quick Print. Yesterday in AAA baseball, the Iowa Cubs dropped a series down in Memphis, losing all four games, including yesterday's, by the score of 14-2. Memphis defeated the Iowa Cubs. So the I-Cubs losing four in a row. Their lead now is just seven games with 15 games remaining in their season. I-Cubs open up a seven-game homestand tonight. They take on San Antonio, 7 o'clock first pitch tonight at Principal Park in downtown Des Moines. Yesterday's Major League Baseball scoreboard, some of the Midwest teams that were involved in National League play. Cubs defeated Pittsburgh 7-1 out at Williamsport, Pennsylvania, site of the Little League World Series. St. Louis down Cincinnati 5-4, so the Cubs and Cardinals are now tied in the National League Central for first place. Milwaukee is two games back as Washington defeated Milwaukee yesterday 16-8. In the American League, the Minnesota Twins have a 2.5 game lead over Cleveland. Twins winning yesterday at Texas by the score of 6-3, while the Los Angeles Angels down the Chicago White Sox by the score of 9-2. Interleague play had the Mets beating Kansas City 11-5 in Kansas City. In today's Dowling Catholic Sports Calendar, boys golf today, Dowling at the 13-team Linmar Invitational going on in Marion, Iowa today, and they'll tee it off at 11 o'clock at the Hunters Ridge Golf Course in Marion. And our next high school sports broadcast here on Iowa Catholic Radio is the high school football season opener on Friday, August 30th, is Waukee taking on Dowling. It'll be Dowling's home opener, and that'll be at Valley Stadium. Pregame at 6:30, kickoff at 7 o'clock right here on Iowa Catholic Radio as we broadcast our 43rd year of Dowling Catholic football. Once again, from the WHO-TV Channel 13 weather desk, and meteorologist Megan Selwa, currently in Des Moines, patchy fog in the area, otherwise 69 degrees, a north-northeast wind at 7 miles per hour. And today, we'll see partly sunny skies here in central Iowa. A few showers are possible, high of 85 degrees with east winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. And this has been your Iowa Catholic Radio News, Weather, and Sports. On your Monday morning John Leonetti show. Coming up, Jimmy Olson. He has your morning traffic report. I'm Mark Amadeo.
Iowa Catholic Radio News and Sports. Our year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities is sponsored in part by Ashworth Vision Clinic, Two Rivers Glass and Door, and the Catholic Tuition Organization. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, 94.5 FM, and streaming at iowacatholicradio.com. Traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
235 looking pretty good for you. Slowing down a little bit coming in from the West Mixer to downtown. It's about a 9-minute drive, 8 minutes from the East Mixer to downtown. Otherwise, no problems to pass along. Thanks to BuilderKen Construction for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. BuilderKen has a transparent team strengthened by a group of dedicated employees who will execute your project professionally and efficiently. Learn more at bdconstruct.com. That's traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, Jimmy. Let's go to your saint of the day.
This is your Saint of the Day on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Charity, devotion, and a call to the interior reform mark the life of today's saint. St. John Eudes today was born in France and at the age of 24 was ordained a member of the Oratorians. During two waves of a plague, John volunteered to care for the ill. But in order to reduce the spread of the disease, John lived in a large barrel in a field. Yes, that is true. John observed the need for greater devotion in the clergy, and after thinking on the problem, he petitioned Rome so he could create an order to help create and run seminaries. The Congregation of Jesus and Mary was what it was called. It was approved by the individual bishops. They met with the immediate seminarians in Normandy, but was unable to get approval from Rome right away. Partly, it was said, because it did not use the most tactful approach. John also advocated for the creation of a feast day in honor of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. John wouldn't live to see the creation of this feast, though. But Pope Pius XI declared him the father of the devotion because of his nearly tireless pursuit of the feast. Yes, we have that today, in part because of St. John Eudes. We ask today St. John Eudes to pray for us, all through the most Sacred Heart of Jesus. Thank you to Stephen C. Reed, attorney at law, family man who knows how important wills and estate planning really is. Cannot thank him enough for underwriting our saint of the day. Been in business for 30 years. 224-1776. That's 515-224-1776. Let's go to Josephopoulos. Joseph, good to have you on.
Good to talk to you, John Leonetti.
As always, it was a fun night at your house on Friday, of course. Father Ryan Andrew and many others that joined for the annual. Is it semi-annual or is it annual now?
No, it's annual, brother. Yeah. Well, it has become annual, yeah.
The Mass. So Father Ryan Andrew said Mass outside, and we just gather some families together and then eat afterwards. It was fun.
No, it's every year is a highlight for us. We really enjoy it, and it's great to get just good Catholic people together and have and celebrate Mass together and celebrate fellowship. So, again, kind of a think about 5-6 years ago, kind of a spur of the moment thing, thought it'd be fun. It's just kind of taken off, and it's always been a blast. So.
Yeah, I really enjoy it. It's one of my favorite nights of the year, no doubt about it. Okay, let's get right into it. What do we got coming up on your show?
Yep, today's show is the final Old Testament figure of the great men of the Bible, which is Judas Maccabeus. So I have Dr. Leroy Zinge from St. Mary University in North Dakota. He's a professor up there, and we're going to really just explore Maccabees. If you aren't familiar with the Book of Maccabees, there's so much to learn. Judas Maccabeus himself, when you talk about a guy, a character of strength, fortitude, courage, he has all those things. And there are other, within the Book of Maccabees, 1st and 2nd Maccabees, there are so many great stories of heroism. And we also get a lot of our Catholic teachings on prayers for the dead and other things through their book. So really excited to explore the Book of Maccabees today. Again, there's just I feel like it's one of those books that we as Catholics don't understand as much as we should. And so hopefully we can explore that in detail today.
I think you hit the nail on the head there. We don't understand it as much as we should, as with a lot of the Old Testament. Then you're going to be moving into the New Testament, correct?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yep. So we got next, well, it should be next week. Is going to be the last of the Old Testament prophets, which is John the Baptist. So John the Baptist, the forerunner to Christ, we'll start with him. And then, John, it's just anything goes.
Anything goes.
There are so many great men to cover in the New Testament. So I'm excited. It'll obviously be a way different look at it, exploring those guys. So there's been a lot of excitement from the guests that I have to come on the New Testament people as well, so it should be exciting.
Well, I know you've got 12 shows already in the bank for that one with the 12 apostles, so you start there,
yep,
and then you just continue to billow out. Josephopoulos, co-host of Man Up here on Iowa Catholic, or host of Man Up, excuse me, on Iowa Catholic Radio. You can hear that show at 9 o'clock every morning, 9 o'clock every evening. Also, you can check out the podcast. You can just binge the podcast if you're on a long drive. Binge it all. Yeah. Yeah.
All the great men. You can start back in February and work through, and you can do a Bible timeline the whole way through.
It really is a great show. Joe Stopp, talk to you soon, man.
See you, John.
All right. John Wynn coming up right after the break, talking about, as Joe and I were just talking about, when it comes to faithful communities, why community is so necessary when it comes to living out our faith, and why it's so important for you to find one. If you're someone alone, If you're someone that feels like I'm alone in my faith, I don't know, you know, where to go or what to do, we've got you covered next with John Wynn right after the break. Don't go anywhere. John Leonetti in the morning right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Thank you to Blessman International for underwriting the show. BlessmanInternational.org. BlessmanInternational.org. Friends of the show now, Dr. Jim Blessman and his wife. I mean, both of them, they've been on the show a few times. And Dr. Jim, they call him Doc, he has started something, a movement in South Africa that is really next to none. You know, and it's got really kind of four parts to it. Number one, just feeding the children and the families there that are otherwise starving, making sure that their water is sanitary, and building even just something as simple as toilets out there for these families, as well as farming. You know, they've got chicken farms and vegetable farms that they're starting to produce and grow for these families and children. And then, of course, evangelization. That's the most important thing when it comes down to it, because we're talking about our souls. BlessmanInternational.org. Thank you for underwriting the show and all you do for us here at Iowa Catholic Radio. That's BlessmanInternational.org.
This is your news for the Diocese of Des Moines for Monday, August 19th. I'm Kelly Mesher-Collins. If you've lost a spouse through death, divorce, or separation, then consider checking out Beginning Experience. This weekend program is held at St. Thomas More Center in Panora, September 20th through the 22nd. To learn more about Beginning Experience, attend one of their open houses on Fridays, August 30th or September 6th at 7 p.m. at St. Augustine Catholic Church in Des Moines. To learn more, contact Father Bob Shaman at 418-1938. That's 418-1938. Save the date and plan on attending the Priest Appreciation Cookout and Dinner on Monday, September 23rd at the Walnut Woods Shelter House in West Des Moines. This dinner is sponsored by the St. Sarah Club of Des Moines. The Third Option meets tonight at Mercy College in downtown Des Moines from 7 to 9 p.m. The Third Option is a marriage enrichment ministry which meets the first and third Monday of each month. It's an ongoing support group for marriages and built upon 14 skill-based workshops that cover tools to help couples develop better understanding and trust. To learn more, contact the diocese and ask for Adam. That's your news for the Diocese of Des Moines. I'm Kelly Mesher-Collins.
Thank you to R&R Realty Group Apartment Communities for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio and John Leonetti in the Morning. R&R Realty Group Apartment Communities have unique amenities and award-winning property management. Sierra Point and Country Club Village Apartments in West Des Moines and residents at 62W and Winwood Apartments in Johnston. R&R Realty Group Apartment Communities wants you to love where you live. Learn more at rrrealty.com. That's rrrealty.com. Find out how you can support Iowa Catholic Radio at iowacatholicradio.com or 515-223-1150.
Support for programming of Catholic Women Now partially provided by Farm Bureau agent Cindy Schulte. Cindy Schulte on the web at cindyschulte.com, 515-226-2111. Cindy and her team know health insurance.
Need an experienced attorney for legal matters? I know a guy. Stephen C. Reed, attorney at law, is a proud supporter of Iowa Catholic Radio. Steve is a longtime resident of Iowa and is licensed to practice in all Iowa state and federal courts. He has years of experience in real estate law, wills, conservatorships, trusts, and estate planning. Steve's law office phone number is 515-224-1776. That's 515-224-1776.
Thanks for joining me. Appreciate you being a part of the show today. Thank you to Golden Rule Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling for underwriting the show. Quality, no, not just the customer service. The commitment to the quality of workmanship and the materials used is next to none. Originally founded in 1999, 20 years in business, GoldenRulePHC.com. That's GoldenRulePHC.com. Let's go to our next guest of the day. You know him because of Faith Journey, the director, John Wynn. Hello, John.
Good morning, John.
All right. Let's talk about community today. Sometimes that word can have a negative connotation to it, community, where maybe it just kind of seems that people think it's all about us. But it's not. We need each other, man. We're not in this alone.
No, we are not. In fact, one of the first things that we experience in life is community, a natural community, family.
Mm-hmm.
As far as I'm concerned, no one's born out of a rock. So we're born into community. We need each other, and that's how we learn to grow. Of course, the flip side of that, right, is that we also need, in some sense, individuality too, as we grow to then provide some sort of charism or, you know, bring our gifts to foster that community.
Yeah, yeah, I think that's the biggest thing right there is, you know, we all have something to add to the community as well. But right. we're together, I mean, in Christ, right? I mean, the apostles knew this. This is why they formed their communities, that they went out. The reason the communities exist, not to close themselves off in themselves, but rather to be able to walk together towards something. And in our case, it's someone, and that's Jesus.
Right, and, you know, we mirror that divine community of three persons in one God, right? That we are created in the image and likeness of God. And so in that sense, then, not only do we, you know, when we use that, the imago Dei, we normally mean that we have intrinsic worth and dignity. And that's also, that's very much true. That is the basis of who we are. But in another sense, sacramentally speaking, we are mirroring the divine community of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, that there's an outpouring of love. And so we're called then in our communities to love one another, right? And most people would tend to think that, well, you know, does that mean then that, you know, there should be no disagreements and things of that nature? Now, in the divine community, in the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the will is one, the intellect is one. So it's all one. But because of our human condition, yeah, we'll have disagreements. But disagreements don't necessarily mean no love, right? Mm-hmm. I use a double negative, and that's terrible. But disagreements tend to mean, yeah, we are trying to seek truth together. And you know, through disagreements, through dialogues, dialogos, through the way of truth of words, we'll try to find truth together, and that's what community is. It is, as you say, our way of living together in search of truth, capital T truth, in search of God, in trying to reach God. To help one another reach that goal.
John comes on once a month, friends, and it's kind of our Faith Journey segment. John, when are memberships, or however you call it, opening up here for Faith Journey?
Yes, we start talking about this in fact, in a couple of months here, mm-hmm. for Faith Journey Catechetical Institute. In fact, you know, we are now in our third pillar, coming up here, the moral life. So that's going to be interesting, because the more... Of course, when we talk about morality, the first things that come up are sins. Rather than, you know, what is the good? Instead of asking that, we go, what is the bad?
Right.
So we're coming up on a third pillar, and in the spring we'll graduate, and then next fall we begin our next cohort. So we'll be talking about that here in a couple of months. So I hopefully the next time I'm on, we'll be talking about how to begin the process of applying towards the Catechetical Institute.
We will indeed. That'll be next month. John Nguyen, thanks for coming on, brother. Always appreciate it.
Hey, yeah, thanks, John. Have a good day.
You as well. That's John Nguyen, Director of Faith Journey, and that puts this first show of the week in the books. I'll be back on tomorrow, live from the Mercy One studio. Thanks for tuning in today, folks. Deacon Tony, would you give us your blessing?
May the blessing of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit come down upon us to protect us and to bring us to His everlasting life. Amen.
Amen. I am John Leonetti, friends. Make it a great Monday. Be confident in Christ's mercy and His love today.
Here in this worn and weary land, where many a dream has died.
John Leonetti in the Morning is sponsored by R&R Realty Group, Golden Rule Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, Plaza Dental Group, and Blessman International.